USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a strike that lasted over a week, the head of the L.A. Teachers Union says 30,000 educators
are going to be heading back to school, to the students that they love and the classrooms that they love and the schools that they love and are committed to.
Union Chief Alex Caputo-Pearl announcing last night that an overwhelming supermajority of the union's members voted to approve the deal that it reached with the school district yesterday. Teachers get a 3% raise this year and a 3% retroactive pay hike as well. On the 46th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, New York lawmakers adopt a sweeping new abortion rights bill, and Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, signs it into law. It makes virtually every type of abortion at any time in a pregnancy legal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Supreme Court is not going to hear a case concerning the DACA program. The High Court's inaction announced yesterday means nearly 700,000 undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children will remain protected for the foreseeable future. President Trump has wanted to end the program. For the first time in the 83 years of balloting for the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, a player has been elected by a unanimous vote. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Mariano Rivera was named in all 425 ballots cast. Rivera told us he was just happy to be in the major leagues.
I was just happy to be in the big leagues and play and give the New York Yankees as many championships that I can do it. You know, so, I mean, but this was just beyond my imagination.
Hall of Fame voting also included fellow pitcher Mike Messina, along with the late Roy Halladay and designated hitter third baseman Edgar Martinez. I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A top Fox News anchor and his family survive a serious car crash. USA's Chris Barnes has more details.
Anchor and executive editor of Fox News Channel's special report, Brett Baer, says he and his family were involved in a Monday morning crash in Montana. Baer says in a statement released on Tuesday morning that he and his wife and their two sons were in the car headed to the airport after a weekend of skiing when they were involved in a major car crash. The 48-year-old says a passing motorist stopped and helped the family out of their flipped vehicle. He says first responders then got them to a hospital quickly, from which he says they left banged up but alive a few hours later. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Speaking before the UN-sponsored conference on disarmament in Geneva, U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood said a new Russian cruise missile system proves the Russians can't be trusted. John Clemens reports.
The harsh comments from U.S. Ambassador Wood sets the stage to make good on the threat by the Trump administration to withdraw from the treaty that was signed by U.S. President Ronald Reagan with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev back in 1987.
Unfortunately, the United States increasingly finds that Russia cannot be trusted to comply with its arms control obligations and that its coercive and malign actions around the globe have increased tensions.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.